Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Dr. Karen Millman. She is the Sonoma County Health Officer here in the studio with me. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So we want to talk today about opioids. And for first of all, let's just say, what are opioids?
Opioids are a class of drug and a class of medication that are used to address pain.
Okay. Now, I worked in pharmacy for a while, so are there any like particular drugs or anything that would be opioids that people like common names that people might recognize?
There are a lot of different common names that go around, but people might know them as Norco or Vicodin or Oxycontin.
All right. So those are pretty common things that most of us have heard of.
Yes.
Right. Or possibly been prescribed at some time.
Many people are prescribed them.
Yes. Yeah. I think I had Vicodin when I had my teeth pulled, the wisdom teeth, right? You get those for a pain medication. It didn't sit well with me, but I have had experience with it before. So what we want to talk about today is opioids in terms of them being a problem. Pain management is one thing, but abuse is another. Does Sonoma County have an opioid problem?
Yes, Sonoma County and nationwide, there is a problem with opioid use and misuse and abuse. I wouldn't always say that all the problems are specifically due to abuse, because some of the problems can just be due to misuse or just problems with the medication as prescribed.
Okay. All right. So how does it look here in Sonoma County?
In Sonoma County, approximately every 8 days, someone dies of an accidental drug overdose. And on average, there are about 476 emergency department visits each year for drug overdose.
8 days? Every 8 days? That's shocking.
Yes, that's why we would like to get people to have the information that they need to protect themselves.
Wow. So is this something that has just been slowly building? How did we get to this point?
The number of overdose deaths across the country has been going up dramatically since the 1990s, when the prescriptions rates started increasing tremendously. In fact, they're parallel lines if you plot them out on a graph.
Okay. All right. So are people just not educated as to what opioids can do?
I think that there's a lot of contributing factors to the problem. There's certainly a change in the knowledge and the science about what is safe and what is not safe for opioid use. And I think there's also, along with that, an increase in overall substance use disorders and substance use challenges that people are facing both here in Sonoma County and across the whole country.
Now, why are opioids a problem? Can you outline some of the details and the things that make them an issue?
Opioids are a problem for a couple different reasons. And that's not to say that they can't be very useful in the right circumstances. Mm-hmm. For short-term use, for acute pain, opiates can be very effective, particularly after surgery or a big incident, as you mentioned.
Wisdom teeth, yeah.
There are two big problems that I would want to point out with opioids. One is that they can have very serious side effects. Opioids can slow your breathing, and that can result in death. Mm-hmm. And that can happen with prescribing opioids or with intentional use of other opioids. The other big concern with the opioids is they actually, when you're taking them for a long period of time, they change how your brain works. And so people then become in need of taking more of them and in more likely to misuse them. And this then makes the risk of the overdose problems with your respiratory rate stopping and slowing become more risky.
Scary. I've heard of people abusing them. And especially when I worked in pharmacy, I even had someone who was stealing them who worked there in the pharmacy and he was selling them, which was terrible, terrible. But people, are they getting high off of opioids?
There's a small percentage of people, yes, who are using opioids for the effect that it occurs. It increases your dopamine and other issues in your brain, which will make you high. But the bigger challenge with opioids that people may not be aware about is, as I mentioned, how they change your brain. Right. Your body sort of works like a thermostat. It likes to stay in this sort of neutral zone. And if it gets too cold, it turns on the heat. Mm-hmm. And if it gets hot enough, then it turns off the heat. So that's sort of the natural state of the body. When you take opioids, opioids for short periods of time, they sort of slow your response, so decrease your pain response and your pain reception, and then you feel okay. But over the long term, if you continue to take them, then your body tries to get you back to the normal state. And so it's going to speed up or increase your baseline activity to counteract the opioids. And so what happens then is you need more opioids in order to get the same effects you had previously, and you get into this cycle of increasing feeling that you need greater opioid use in order to get the same pain management as before. And then when you stop taking the opioids, then you can get withdrawal symptoms. So you can get diarrhea and anxiety, and then actually your pain sensitivity goes up. So if you've been taking opioids for a while, you actually feel pain more than you might previously before you started taking them.
Because your new norm is now at a different level. So
exactly.
Wow. So we might have misconceptions about who is affected and who isn't. We might have this certain idea in our mind, it's that irresponsible person who is affected. Who is affected by this opioid problem?
So that's one of the things we really at the health department and with our medical community wants to get the word about, is getting everyone to understand that anyone who takes opioid medication could be at risk. Mm. And so it's not just the people who are using opioids specifically to achieve some sort of high, but people who are taking the opioid even just as prescribed by their physician could be at risk if they're increasing their doses or if something else goes on while they're taking the opioid that might otherwise trigger, for example, respiratory depression. And so then you could just be taking your pain medication as you were prescribed it, but adding other medications or having other illnesses occur can put you at risk of having an overdose.
Wow. Now, we're in the flu season right now. And I mean, as you can hear in my voice, I am also going through this too. So my respiratory system is a little bit down right now. Could that, just a simple flu while you're taking opioids, could that cause a problem?
It's not usually specifically the flu, but any other illness. So if you already have respiratory problems, it's certainly something you should talk to your doctor about. There are other concerns about other medications, so muscle relaxants, anti-anxiety medications, alcohol.
All of
these are things that could contribute to it. So people should never take more pills than they're prescribed. They should never take pills more frequently than they're prescribed. And they should make sure to talk to their doctor about whether or not they're on a safe dose.
Right. And what about talking to your doctor about prescriptions that you're already on? If the doctor is saying, hey, you know, we're thinking for your pain management, you might need to take Vicodin. When do you bring in, I've got an inhaler. I've got this. I've got that.
Absolutely. You should always talk to your doctor. Every time your doctor wants to prescribe you a medication, you should share that with them, all medications you're on, including over-the-counter medications, herbal nutritional supplements, and also make mention of any other substances you might be using. So if you drink alcohol, or if you consume a lot of caffeine, or if you, now that things are changing in the world, if you want to consume cannabis, these are things you should talk to your doctor about, as there can be interactions.
Wow, I didn't even think about cannabis too, but that does, of course, it's a drug, so yeah, definitely. Now, you are reaching out to the public on our program here to talk about it. I'm talking with Dr. Karen Millman. She is the Sonoma County Health Officer. Are you also reaching out to our doctors and our clinicians in Sonoma County?
What has happened is that our clinicians and our healthcare providers across the county are recognizing what a big problem this is, particularly amongst their patients. And what they did was they came together as a group. The Committee for Healthcare Improvement is a coalition of healthcare agencies from across the county. And the clinicians said, we need to help work on addressing this problem, and we want to do this from where it starts, since most people start using opioids via a prescription from their doctor. Yeah. So this group came together to evaluate what are the best practices for safe pain management and how do we come up with guidelines that we can all use and all agree to help both ensure great quality of care for our patients and ensure that we're all messaging and helping get the right information out.
Right. So what is your strategy then with the clinicians in Sonoma County? What are you doing?
So all of the county emergency departments and the primary care organizations have adopted guidelines that will all ensure a standard of care across all of the community about how to best treat patients who are in pain. And these include things such as making sure that you do an assessment to determine what the potential risk of opioid pain medications are, talking to your patients about other options for pain management, and really making sure that you're doing adequate monitoring of your patient and communicating to them about how to best manage their pain.
Right. And is this for anyone in the county who is being prescribed opioids?
the guidelines are specifically for emergency departments and for primary care. Mm-hmm. The guidelines have been shared with all the clinicians in the county. So if you're a specialty physician, then you have seen them, but they have their own sort of set of practices. What we're encouraging is that everyone who is treating a patient talk with and coordinate with the patient's primary care provider, because there should really only be one person who is overseeing all of a person's pain management.
Right. So what if someone is in a situation where they have pain that just doesn't stop, and they're using opioids to manage that pain? Should they be doing that? And then second, how can they deal with the problems that go along with that?
It's an individual level decision between a physician and their patients about what's the best patient plan, because it really is going to depend on what is the problem with the patient. Certainly, there are certain illnesses that are going to require long-term use of strong medications for pain management. And we're not advocating against that. What we're saying is that we should just make sure that if someone is prescribing them, they are prescribed and managed in the safest way possible. So we encourage everyone to talk to your doctor about what are the pain management options. If you're on opioid medications, what are the safest way to do it? How do you manage it? How do you also store the medication to prevent someone else from getting access to it? And then what do you need to do if you do want to taper down off of it and try other options?
Very important. Are opioid prescribing guidelines a proven approach to addressing the epidemic? Is it working in other places? Is that why Sonoma County is working in this direction?
Yes. So places across the country are working on this. And in fact, the Surgeon General recently called out this as one of the known techniques to try to help address the opioid crisis. And a number of our neighboring counties and counties across California are looking at how to do this, how to make sure all of their clinicians know what the best practices are and feel comfortable addressing pain in a safe manner.
Mm-hmm. Now, should people be scared about this? I know my experience with Vicodin, it just didn't sit well with me. It gave me an upset stomach. So I took, Advil instead, and that worked okay for me. But I mean, if someone is prescribed this and it's legitimate and they need to take this, should they be scared and say, hey, I don't want that? How should a patient approach this?
A patient should really talk to their physician and say, I have concerns, or can you help me figure this out? If the physician has prescribed it for them, then the physician believes it is necessary for them. That said, they should also consider, do I need to take this for a long period of time? Because in short periods of time, opioids, as I mentioned, are very effective. But the longer period is when you're starting talking about more than just a couple days, that it starts affecting their brain. And again, I would reiterate that patients should only take these medications as they're prescribed. They should never take them more frequently or more doses of them.
Right. There is a real danger there. So the county has put together these sort of guidelines to give to clinicians, to emergency ERs and things like that. What are your goals for this?
The guidelines came from a group of healthcare agencies and healthcare providers across the county. It was a very large collaborative effort. It's not from one agency dictating it
down.
And all of the agencies talked to other providers and they fully endorsed it. So it was a group collective effort to do this. The goals that we're looking at are certainly to ensure that patients are having safer management and higher quality management of their pain. Mm-hmm. This would mean that overall we're looking at likely having shorter durations of opioid use, lower overall prescriptions, because people will be looking at, have we managed your pain? Do you really need the refill? And if it's been a week or two after your surgery and you're fine, maybe you don't actually need to fill that prescription.
Right.
And looking, hopefully, overall at having decreased issues with opioid misuse and opioid fatalities in our community.
Right. What about in my case, specifically? I keep going back to that. I mean, we always have a personal aspect to coming into a story. The Vicodin was not for me. So I had this leftover stuff. What do you do with this leftover stuff if you're not going to use it, or you had a prescription, you took a bit of it, you're fine now, you don't need it? What do you do?
That's a really good point. What we encourage people to do is to take their leftover medications to a medication take-back place, and there are a number of them located throughout the community and pharmacies, at law enforcement agencies, and we're expanding the number of those so that we're getting the unused medications out of the community so they can't be accessed by others. Right. We also really strongly encourage that people keep their medications locked up and away from children or away from other people who might be able to take them when they're at home, and don't share your medication with others.
Yes, definitely do not do that. So we've talked a little bit about the recommendations for patients. Can you just sort of reiterate some of these points again so we make sure that people understand some of the dangers and some of the guidelines and things that they should follow?
We recommend that all patients talk with their clinicians or their physicians about the safest way to manage their pain and really inquire, what are the other alternatives to chronic opioid use that might be available to me, as there are many things that have been proven to be effective. We also recommend that should a patient need to take opioids, that they try to take them at the lowest dose and for the shortest duration of time. They should also make sure they're not taking the opioids with other medications that could cause their breathing to decrease, so muscle relaxants, anti-anxieties, and to not take the medications with other over-the-counter or other types of drugs.
Right. Tell us a little bit more about the Committee for Healthcare Improvement.
The Committee for Healthcare Improvement is a subgroup of a large coalition called Sonoma Health Action, which is a group of organizations including hospitals and nonprofit organizations and even some of our financial institutions and the schools all coming together to look at how do we make Sonoma County the healthiest county possible. And a smaller group of that is the Committee for Healthcare Improvement, which is largely nonprofit organizations and clinics, so hospitals, clinics, primary care providers, who are all looking at how do we really do system-wide improvement on the healthcare that's provided in our community.
And so they're very much behind this effort. Is there a disorder associated with using opioids?
Using opioids can result in an opioid use disorder, and this is a disorder that is when there's long-term or misuse of opioids, you can have permanent alterations in the brain that can lead to both physical or psychological dependence. Mm. This state is really a chronic medical disease, and we really want people to understand that this is an alteration in your physiology. It's not that someone makes a choice to have this problem, and so it needs to be treated as a chronic medical illness.
Yeah, and definitely to talk with your physician if that seems to be happening. What does the expression substance misuse? What does that actually mean?
Substance misuse refers to a situation where someone is taking a medication or a drug or an over-the-counter or even alcohol in a way in such that it's either used in the situation or in a manner or in the frequency that it's causing harm to the person who's doing so. And so prescription drug misuse refers to, or opioid drug misuse refers to, when a person has a prescription from their clinician and they're using it in a way other than the way the doctor prescribed it to them.
Okay, gotcha. So when we talk about these terms, a lot of people say addiction versus substance abuse. What is the difference there, and why would you say one word or phrase versus the other?
We in the healthcare community strongly prefer the term substance use disorder or substance misuse, because it is a term that really describes the situation and the occurrence without any judgment, and to help reduce the stigma and support treatment. Many people will not identify themselves and say, I have an addiction problem, because that's someone else. But getting them to understand that if you were using a medication in a way other than the way it was prescribed, that you could be misusing it and have a disorder related to that. And since, as I mentioned, this is really a chronic illness, we want people to be able to understand that and understand both the physiology behind it, as well as not have an emotional judgment related to
Exactly. Yeah. And that can be very, very awful and sort of put someone in a worse spiral, thinking, oh, no, I've done something wrong. When in fact, it could just be that this chronic illness has occurred and this misuse is happening and they just need help. So yeah, very important to make that distinction. Well, thank you so much for coming in and for talking with us about the issue here in Sonoma County, that it's a nationwide issue, but we're also really addressing it here. If people have questions or they, you know, they aren't certain what to do next, physician is the best way to go, or does the county have a resource? So
we recommend that individuals who have questions about their pain management or their treatments talk to their healthcare provider who knows them and knows their situation. If people are concerned that they may have what we call a substance use disorder, that they may be misusing medication, there is a hotline for substance use disorders, and that number is 707-565-7450.
Can you give that number one more time?
Sure. It's 707-565-7450.
Okay. Very important. Dr. Karen Millman is the Sonoma County Health Officer, and we've been talking about the issue of opioids and the problem here in Sonoma County with every 8 days someone dying from an opioid misuse. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me and helping getting the word information out to individuals so that they can be safe.
Yes, very much so. This is Sonoma County Focus.